T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to our dear friend Scott Capurro. He seems way more bored than the rest of us because he has been going crazy. And I'm seeing a lot of Edson, which is nice. I mean, all on Instagram because obviously we're not seeing anyone in our lives. But right now it's time for the news. Here we go. Do it again.
What was that, Brynn?
Nobody knows. It seems awesome.
All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app which will allow you to listen to this show on your phone and wherever you go. So while you're pretty much locked indoors most of the day, when you go out for your walk, you can bring your radio, your favorite radio show with you. That, of course, is Jane in the Afternoon, we know. But we'll want you to also listen to us as well.
Yes.
On Radio.com. There
Jane,
you go.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Listen to Jane, and then you listen to us. Thank you. Here's what's happening. Okay, so 40 million Californians have been ordered to stay home. Do it.
Yeah,
there's
do
a reason
it.
For that. So, you know, a lot of... And I don't know specifically who they used, if they're... virologists or epidemiologists or pandemic, whatever. The bottom line is they've done some projections, and if we don't, and I actually hate the headline because it's sexy, but it's also frightening, as the headline is 56% of California would be infected in 8 weeks without mitigation efforts. So,
oh my God,
the deal is that's the reason for the new stay in your house order.
Yeah, we don't need half of us to get this.
That's the best possible way to halt the spread. And so it's getting more serious. It's actually getting through to some of the more hard-headed people who are like, it's the flu, who cares? It's worse than that, and it's different than that for sure.
Right.
And what we're trying to do as a community and as a world,
as a world, planet... Oh my God, we're thinking globally.
As a planet, what we are trying to do is stop the spread of this.
Right.
So that's the reason for the stay-at-home order
and
that our governor has just issued.
If you don't care about it for yourself, you know, you gotta. It's not. This isn't about you. This is about everybody, and especially the most vulnerable people. F you if you're out there acting like there's nothing going on. You suck. We're all clamped down in our houses and trying to protect your family. Please do the same for us.
Well, and I did, if you run out, like you said, you went to go get some snacks the other day. If you run out, and I did, actually, one of the things I did was just drive around. I didn't even go in any place.
Right.
But I did want to see what was doing. And there's a lot less traffic on the road for sure. But you know what? People are going to the grocery store. And they're...
Yeah, they are.
So, you know, the food is there. You can make trips. Just try to limit them, though, because the people in the grocery store are front lines now.
They are. I mean, somebody who's sitting there checking you out, you know, and listen, look, a pack of gloves or freshly washed hands and no face touching, a mask. You can go and get the things that you need at the store. You know, it's either you or it's the Instacart guy. But you have to do the simple things like, I'm sorry to say, don't really talk to anybody. And if you do, make sure you're at least 6 to 10 feet apart. 10 feet. Call it 10 feet.
Right.
There are simple things that we can do where we can confine it to ourselves and or keep ourselves from getting it if you have to go out. But the bottom line is go out as little as you can.
Right. Jumping off real fast on the grocery store trip, which you're going to we'll all have to make these trips. Mm-hmm. So this is something that you absolutely should keep in mind. I found a story that says here are some tips to safely shop at grocery stores during this coronavirus. Oh, respect the senior hours. There are hours now allowing, at most grocery stores anyway, allowing for older people to go early and to not be mixed with the general population.
Yeah, you had mentioned that. Are they posting that right on the door at Safeway or
wherever? I believe so, yes. And it looks like most of the stores have put that in place. It makes sense.
It does make sense because, you know, old people need to eat too.
Mm-hmm. So they say here, the point of reserving time for older and at-risk shoppers is to keep crowds away. If people outside of those groups don't abide by those rules, they put everyone inside the store at risk. Stores aren't hiring bouncers or security. Right. So right now, it's up to you to honor those hours. Also, don't touch stuff you don't plan to bring home.
Right.
So if you aren't sure you're going to buy something, sit there and decide with your hands in your pocket. Don't pick it up. If you need to read the label, I guess then that has to happen. It is your money and you are allowed to do that. But
sure.
The point is, touch as little as you can.
That actually worries me. Things like fresh fruit and avocado. Like, I test avocados before I put them in my bag. And you know that the avocado aisle is the most germy aisle in the entire store. Because everybody does that to test their fruit.
So these are things to think about as you head to the grocery store.
That's a good
while thought. You're expected to limit trips. These are some things you can also do. Don't touch stuff. Wash your hands. Do this before you go into the store and after you go into the store. One of the things that I did, I don't remember when I went out, but I had gone out to get some things. And when I got home, I went straight to the laundry, stripped naked with all those clothes, and took a quick shower.
Oh, look at you going through a decontamination process.
Well, what I didn't want to do is possibly have one of my littles run up and give me a hug and whatever I'm carrying just goes right onto them.
Right.
So
no,
that's
a good, I mean, if you can do it, that's a great method, actually. Limit it as much as possible.
Right. So, again, respect the senior hours. Don't touch stuff unless you're buying it. Wash your hands. Keep your distance from others as best you can, even though, you know, those aisles at Trader Joe's are extremely tight.
They're letting people in bursts, though, so to try to limit that and to make it so you can put 6-10 feet in between you when you're in line.
And I did not do a good job at this so far, but I will do better going forward. Wipe your items down after you get home.
Yeah. So, well, and I would think especially things like, you know, that are getting, you know, that those avocados got touched by 50 people before you put it in your bag.
Right.
Like, I would say wash that with soap and water. But yeah, we have a Clorox wipe. Well, it's getting low though. And you can't find those anymore. Clorox wipes. And we've been,
I know.
Every time Instacart, it comes to the house, which has been twice in this, you know, we finally got our order, but just to wipe down the stuff.
You know, one of the things that we've been hearing about is this run on toilet paper, right?
Yes.
And it is true. If you've gone into a store, the toilet paper aisle's been gashed. There's nothing there. So it's a thing. And, we are lucky. We had, I don't know how recently, but fairly recently gotten one of those Costco giant Charmin.
You might not want to say that on the air, man.
Oh, you think I'm is that gold? Am I looking
it's
for
like
trouble?
Gold. On Woody Harrelson's Instagram feed yesterday, he has a glass of water with an empty toilet paper roll and toothpicks around the roll, like it's sitting in there like an avocado seed. And he's like, fingers crossed, man.
Oh, that he can grow
he's
some?
Grow some new toilet paper.
Oh, there's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back. And apparently, for decades, this guy liked to hoard toilet paper.
You're kidding me.
No one knows why. The kid never knew why his dad did this. But the son in... This is stories out of Australia, by the way. He's giving all this hoarded toilet paper away. He would have wanted me to give them out to people in need. So I thought
that
was... right.
That's
also
the right move, though.
Oh, for sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Hoarding toilet paper.
It's such a weird thing.
These are just a couple quick little additions to the coronavirus stories, and then I'll move on to something else. But in Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ Redeemer statue, and it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world.
Oh.
Which is a neat sort of reminder
that
to
we are
all.
One world.
Right. This is a planet problem, not a California or...
Brazil
or China.
Sure.
Right. I mean, it's
Italy
here.
Or whatever.
It's at everybody's doorstep now.
It is. It's, you know, that's actually lovely.
Pretty neat, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and since her family couldn't visit, they showed up outside her window to sing her happy birthday. So
that's
nice gestures all over the place, right?
You know, as you're pushing 100 and you're thinking, oh, I wonder what my family will do for a big party for me.
I know.
And they're standing outside like, see you in a couple months, Grandma.
Well, back to what we talked about earlier with your brother and sister crossing the country. It's like the last thing you want to do is be responsible for taking out an older person.
You're not kidding. I don't want to take out my older people. I don't want to take out your older people.
Right.
I don't want any older people to get this.
And I know that my brother, Jan, you know,
yes.
Jan.
I do know Jan.
Yeah, thanks. It's so fun when you be pervy over him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't like it.
Well, you're jealous, so, you know, that's your cross to bear.
Anyway,
don't worry, you're my favorite Hassan of all of them.
Sure, yeah, right. Anyway, I do worry because those two are still around each other.
Are they sheltering in place together?
No, and that's the problem. He is going to work. He's
Is he staying away from her at least, or is she not having that?
I don't know how they're managing that.
Oh, boy.
It's. I know that I've asked my mom to. Well, look, you know, you just went through this.
Yep.
You know, you talk to your brother, you hope that he's going to be as careful as possible, and you talk to your mom and say, don't let that kid in. But, you know, that's another
and
kid.
They're like,
that...
oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, oh, please, Jesus, come to your senses. You got 5 days.
Right. Well, hey, so off the coronavirus now, I'd mentioned this to you yesterday, and I told you I would look it up, and I have.
Okay.
So...
Oh, great. This is the water thing, isn't it?
Warm, dry conditions lead to below average snowpack. The latest measure, though, was not after the most recent storms.
Okay.
So they say right now 2020 is on track to be a below average year. But there not only did we see a huge storm here in March,
right.
But we've got more storms on the way next week. So I think that this measure... saying that we're far or where are we about half of what we should be for this time.
Oh, so we're still it's still,
woefully low. Yes.
Right. But I had heard 3 and 4 feet and I don't know where they measure this from. Is it a place that's normally totally, you know, is it one of the deepest places? Is it sort of like an average place?
They call it Phillips Station, and you can look this up. It's the California Department of Water Resources is the website I'm on, but they call it Phillips Station is the spot that we see them walk out to, drop the stick in, and get a measure. So they must have a reason for, maybe even it's just consistency of measure. It allows them that one spot is where they know they'll get a good...
Well, I remember a couple years ago, they walked out there and they were standing on dirt. That was horrifying.
That was Jerry Brown, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was that 4 years ago? I don't know when that was. A couple.
Must have been, because we've had a few good years since then. Right now, 2020 is on track to be below average. But again, May, they haven't done a measure yet in May since the storms. So it looks like we're going to be better off than we thought, thanks to these late season storms.
And it's supposed to rain next week too, right?
Or, it is, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, give us all the rain you got, please.
Well, we're stuck inside anyway, right?
I know. Although, I mean, I am spending a lot of time just in my backyard, and it does bum me out when it's pouring, because I'm like, I can't go out there. Poor me.
Well, you know, I mean, you like your backyard. At least that is happening. I told you that story. One of the things that's come out of all the people working from home is suddenly they're scrambling to put together a station where they can record or meet, do these meetings at work. And that looks okay. That doesn't look either blank, like you have nothing going on behind you, or, and I guess that'd be better than having your house look like a pigsty, right?
Right. You don't want to do it from your laundry room with your piles of laundry and somebody's dirty socks hanging out of a basket, you know.
So anyway, I'm hoping, let's see. I'll keep up on this Phillips station survey, and hopefully we'll get a new measure as these storms hit and have better news. All right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, right. That's pretty important for the summer. We need that water. Thanks for
speaking of how our homes look as we broadcast from home. You are in your studio. Is that your studio?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my studio. You can see the. Can you see the podcast stuff behind me? If I move over a little,
I see a million mics. Yes.
Yeah. So there's a couch and chairs that we tried to make it like a cozy place. So we have a big coffee table and all the mics are on that. And then on my to my right, we're all on FaceTime together when we are working on a way for you guys to see this. But let me see if I can. Can you see that? Is that right there? So that's where the studio is. There's the drum set, and I can't get
up. Oh, so the podcast studio is outside of the music studio.
Well, they're sort of in the same room because it's a big opening. I don't know if you can hear. Hold on.
I can see it. Yeah, there's a...
Turn it this way.
Huh.
So that's the whole... I just did a panorama. I could turn the light on.
I'll tell you what, your ceilings are spectacular. Like, who finishes their ceilings? You've put wood paneling on your ceilings.
Yeah, we put wood paneling in all the rooms in the house. It's you know, we were going for that cottage look, Vin.
Well, everyone's going to get to see the because you can see the ceiling there right behind you. It's featured. Yeah.
It's right. I'm going to find it, but that means that you're looking up at me. I'm sure I'm all neck. So I'm gonna find a better place to put this phone to angle it if we ever do go live. Because, and also, am I gonna have to put a bra on? Can you see anything?
I can't see anything.
Okay,
no.
Good. Phew.
No, that's a sweatshirt,
really?
Right?
Yes, checking it. Yeah, it's just okay. Right. Thanks.
No, you're wearing a sweatshirt, right?
I am. I got a sweatshirt.
You can't see anything there.
Okay.
Looking
you
got to
put something up. Yeah, you are just. You're just. It's. You're surrounded by white or
blank.
Yeah, beige.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to get some Kiss posters up there.
Well, as you know, I'm in my wife's home.
I can't believe
office.
She hasn't decorated that. She loves to decorate. Why isn't she, like, you know, got stuff?
Look,
hanging
it goes
all over
back
the walls.
To she does daily meetings, and I guess she's decided she doesn't want anything behind her in her work meetings.
Actually, I will say, even just seeing you framed the way you are right now, it's not an unpleasant color, and it's not busy,
it's
and you
plain.
Are highlighted perfectly. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Nicole, and she's in the studio. Hey, Nikki. She's got the pink Alice banners behind her, so that's cool. And Bryn is basically surrounded by equipment. The guy looks like he's in a lab of some kind. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. And so we've been trying to figure out a way that we can have the four of us on a video thing that anybody can look in on. Well, I leave it to you technical people. You guys know what you're doing.
Our text number, and we are getting those, by the way, is 800-400-3697. So feel free to text, stay in touch. We'd love to read them and let you guys know that you've been heard. And if you've got any tips or info, be great to have that as well. Costco posted hours for seniors and those with disabilities Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. So that's great. And I guess what they're asking is please, they don't have police
right.
watching their door. So it is important that we all sort of be respectful of those hours so that we're not spreading whatever we got, whatever unknown thing we got to our older set of stores that have senior hours. Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, so in other words, if they say they open at 9, you can go at 8. Okay. If you're elderly. That's great. That's helpful. Can we post those somewhere? Perfect.
Is this 510? Michelle tried to be friendly with Wendell in the beginning, but he has a big chip on his shoulder. He's being a jerk towards her like he's the one who got hurt.
Yes, agreed. I mean, he's not coming off great this season. I really liked him on the first season I watched him on, and this one I'm like, well, you suck.
Yeah.
Well, they have to have their heroes and their villains.
Sandra wasn't competing. She has no team value.
Agreed.
But that's the beauty of her game is she says that she seems to have won, or she has won twice playing that way, letting everyone do everything for her and bossing everyone around.
Yeah, just being the queen. She calls herself the queen.
Someone else says, and Sandra was going to do Denise dirty.
No, she wasn't.
Everyone still put Denise's name.
Yeah, she told her, we're all voting for you. Here's an idol so you don't go home. And that way, she was basically saying, here's an idol, get rid of somebody else without me getting any blood on my hands. That was Sandra's goal. She was like, look, Tony needs to go. And I think she wanted to have Denise as an ally moving forward. And Denise was right not to trust her. Denise was right not to trust her. I think Denise made the best freaking possible move.
408 says, OMG, I can't believe Denise did it. I was saying she would be smart to take Sandra's idol and then vote her off. Yep. I can't believe she pulled it off. Yeah, that was a bold move.
It's a big
beautiful
move. She'll be able to point to that if and when she's arguing for her $2 million at the end. And frankly, I was impressed with it, and I'm changing from Sarah to Denise. Sarah's the cop. I think me and somebody else liked Sarah. Was it me and you, Vin? You and I?
No, I'm I like Sarah, but I'm Yule. I'm Yule all the way.
You think Yule will win?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was Bryn and I both said that we wanted Sarah to win, or we thought Sarah would win. Oh, right. Well, whoever it was, I'm breaking up with you.
We have a list in studio in the office. I'll go grab that.
Yeah,
later.
Nicole, change me to Denise, please.
Okay, well.
Thanks.
Okay.
No, don't do it right this second.
Yeah, we're breaking. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, shoot. My computer just shut off. Hold on. I know it's... Oh, yeah, Scott Capurro. And I have, like, people, like a celebrity who's like, screw it. It's just the flu. I don't even care. I'm going, doing my thing.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.